Costa Rica Trip 2010, Robert C. Newman. This Costa Rica trip was made in 2010 from the 12th to the 19th of March. My purpose on this trip was to speak at ESAPA Bible College and Seminary in San Jose, Costa Rica, and to see some of the country. My host was Dr. Gary Shogren. He's a graduate of Biblical Seminary, where I taught for 35 years, a former colleague on our biblical faculty, and now professor of New Testament at ESAPA. I gave two series of talks at ESAPA, morning lectures, mostly on biblical prophecy. The last one was on Harry Potter. Evening lectures on science and creation. I also gave a lecture to Gary's parables class on the parables of the rabbis. And I also spoke twice Sunday morning at the Iglesia Biblica Nazareth. Some information about Costa Rica. Costa Rica is a country located in Central America, just south of Nicaragua and north of Panama. Its population, estimated for 2009, is about 4.2 million. Costa Rica is bordered on the east by the Caribbean Sea and on the west by the Pacific Ocean. Its capital, San Jose, is located in a high valley surrounded by mountains with a rather pleasant climate. Here's a map of Costa Rica, and the red circle shows the location of San Jose. And this is the flag of Costa Rica, red, white, and blue, with a large red stripe in the middle, white stripes to either side, and blue stripes at the edge, with the the seal of the country of Costa Rica on the flag. What's religion like in Costa Rica? Well, the largest religious group is the Roman Catholics, representing about 70.5% of the population. Next is Evangelical Protestants, representing 13.8% of the population. Those claiming no religion, number 11.4%, and other religions besides Roman Catholic and Evangelical, would number 4.3%. Not sure what all those are. I know those include Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, among others. Here's a pie chart that gives you a visual representation of this distribution. Some more information on Costa Rica. There's freedom of religion in Costa Rica. About one-third of the Costa Rican Catholics consider themselves to be non-practicing, and about two-thirds then practicing. The government is a constitutional democracy. It's the only one in Latin America that is listed as one of the 22 older democracies in the world. So Costa Rica has had a democracy for a long time. The country permanently abolished its army in 1949. Well, the trip down took place on Friday, March 12th. I flew out of Charlottesville, Virginia, 6:39 a.m. and arrived in Atlanta at 8:04. The red line on the map shows you that part of the trip. And then left Atlanta at 9:55, which by Costa Rican time, that would be 8:55. They're in what we would call the central time zone from U.S. terminology. And arrived at San Jose a little under 4 hours later at 12:30 p.m. I met Gary Shogren there at the airport and spent the rest of the day at and around his place. A couple pictures. Here's a shot from my window on the plane looking out over the Caribbean. You see lots of white clouds down there and a boat. And also some greenish looking stuff that I think is the coral atoll sort of thing. Coral reef, I guess, more accurately. With a little bit of it sticking up to form a long island. This is also a shot from the plane, but now on the ground in the San Jose airport, and you can see part of the mountains that surround San Jose. This is Gary Shogren in his more informal attire out in front of his house. And just down the block, this is a local playground park. Well, the next day, Saturday, March 13th, in the morning, Gary and I walked up to the farmer's market, and then later got some copies made of a handout for my Sunday sermon. In the afternoon, we went sightseeing with Rosita, the Sjogren's housekeeper, and Debbie, a girl who is working in prison ministry in the United States and is down in Costa Rica to sharpen up her Spanish. We went to Cartago, about 20, 25 miles east of San Jose. The name is borrowed from the old name Carthage, Carthage in the Mediterranean, and is the site of a large a church, the Basilica de los Ángeles, the Basilica of the Angels. And then we went on to Paraiso, a little further east of that, maybe 5 miles further east, 10 miles further east, and stopped at a picnic area where there, under good weather conditions, would be a nice view of the mountains. Unfortunately, the weather was not quite that nice. In the evening, we were back at Gary's, and I worked on going over my talk for Sunday. So some pictures from Saturday. Here's Gary. We were on our way to the farmer's market, and there was a nice, we might say, athletic field that we went out into, where you had a nice view of the mountains to the south, I guess, of San Jose. And here's a shot showing a little bit of the farmer's market. This is the Basilica de los Ángeles in Angelos in Cartago, and here a shot of the sacred spring behind the basilica. This is Rosita and Debbie and Gary at the picnic area in Paraiso. And here they are sitting in front of a Gelateria Italiana, a Italian ice cream place back in San Jose on our way back. Sunday, March 14th, went to the Iglesia Biblica Nazareth in the morning. I met the pastor, Marvin Leandro, and I gave my PowerPoint talk, Nostradamus in the Bible, at both of the two morning services. One of the translators was Paul Mauger, a faculty member at SEPA. In the afternoon, basically, I was napping and went for a walk and went over my Monday talks. And in the evening, we had dinner at Gary's, and I spent some time reading. So there's a picture of the outside of the Iglesia Biblica Nazareth, and here a picture in the pastor's study with Paul Mauger on the left and Gary on the right. And here a shot of the congregation from up where I'm about ready to give my PowerPoint talk. My walk that afternoon, this picture is taken looking up the street from just across the street from the church. You can't see the church, it's off to the left. And I'm standing in the parking lot of a little shopping center called El Faro, the Lighthouse. And the list below it gives the various stores in that. And then across the street, just on the, behind the El Faro sign, is a bakery, the Muswani Bakery. I was in there several times during the week getting some of their baked products. And here a neighborhood shot not far from where Gary lives. Monday, March 15th, in the morning, had breakfast at a SEPA, and then gave my talk, Prophecy Ancient and Modern, to begin our vocal prophecy series, which are the morning series. And then we went and visited a discount department store named Hipermas, which has been purchased by Walmart, but they're keeping the name Hipermas, which means super much, something like that, huh? Afternoon was free, And in the evening, I sat in on part of a Psalms course after we got set up for our talk, and then gave the talk, Genesis 1 and the Origin of the Earth. So some pictures from Monday. Here's the side and stairway of the new building at Asapa Bible College and Seminary. And here I am standing in front of a poster for my talks. Here we are inside, and you can see on the left here my projector throwing up the English version of my PowerPoint talk. And to the right off the picture, they have another PowerPoint, another digital projector throwing up the Spanish translation of the PowerPoint. And I'm sitting there with a microphone giving the English lecture side of it, and the translator is giving the Spanish version of it. This is the audience at the talk. And here's a picture taken inside Hupermas of some of their produce. We can see plantains, a sort of a vegetable-ish type version of bananas, we might say, and some other vegetables I don't immediately recognize. Well, you can look at them, and I think there's some peppers over there further, and some squash of some sort. The price is there. The cent sign is for colonus, and I believe there are about 550 colonus in a dollar, American dollar. So you can see the plantains are pretty reasonably priced. That would be $175 a piece, probably. Here's another shot taken inside Hupermas with a sign up on the ceiling there showing you directions to various locations. Ferreteria Hardware, Niños Kids Clothing, probably. Libros y Revistas, books and magazines. Electronica, that's straightforward enough. And Zapateria, I do not remember now what that means in Spanish. Tuesday, March 16th, morning, I gave my talk, How Near is the End, at Asapa. And in the afternoon, spoke to Gary's Parables class, giving a lecture on rabbinic parables. And then in the evening, I gave my talk, God's Faithfulness as Seen in Our Universe. Some pictures from Tuesday. I climbed up in the tower there of the Asapa, new Asapa building, and there were some nice shots then you could take in various directions from up there. This one is looking, I kind of guess, southwest maybe. So you're looking across some of the neighborhood where we are in San Jose, and then off to the mountains. Here's the audience for the second morning's lectures. And here's the opening panel of Las Parábolas Rabínicas, the Spanish version of the PowerPoint that I gave in the afternoon. Wednesday, March 17th, morning, I gave a talk, Birth Pains of the Messiah. And then Gary took me and who was with us, I think it was Rosita, up in his a four-wheel drive vehicle, road trip up the mountain, paved road, but steep, steep paved road. And then in the afternoon, had lunch at the Taijo Asiatic Restaurant downtown San Jose. And in the evening, gave my talk, Some Problems for Theistic Evolution. Here's the front panel for the morning talk, Los Dolores de Parto del Mesías. Yaakovin Zarin, the Birth Pains of the Messiah, Have They Begun Yet? Here's a shot from up as high as we went up the mountain, up to a gap in the mountain. And you're looking across San Jose and at the mountains on the other side. We're actually standing in a parking lot of a restaurant up there, an Italian restaurant, up on the top, I think currently defunct. And here a shot in the road outside the restaurant, looking down the road beyond where we went, and then up a dirt road running up a little higher into the mountains. Gives you a little feeling of the scenery out there. Evening talk, algunos problemas con la evolución teística, some problems for theistic evolution. Thursday, March 18th, morning talk. They wanted me to give my talk on understanding Harry Potter, so that doesn't exactly fit with biblical prophecy. We stuck that in there. And then did some sightseeing in downtown San Jose in the afternoon. I rested and went over the talk for the evening. And then in the evening, my talk, Astronomy and the Bible. Here's the opening panel of my Spanish version, Entendiendo Harry Potter. In our sightseeing downtown, this is the oldest Protestant church in San Jose. If you look through the grill work there, you can see Good Shepherd English above the door, and Ebuen Pastor. I'm not sure what the L. It's the bars blocking out the L. So the Good Shepherd in Spanish. This is an Episcopal church and is about a century and a half old, I guess, 1850s or something like that. This is a shot of one of the nice hotels in San Jose. This is the National Theater, where they do, I think, both theater and opera. This is a street scene. I see a couple of policemen standing out there and various people walking along. I took a picture, I guess, for the kind of a garden-ish and gazebo here out in the middle of the street on the right, and also for the mural up on the upper wall of the building there. This is the Cathedral of San Jose, and to the left out of the picture, but here shown in this picture, is a statue. I believe it's a papal statue. I believe it's Pope John the 23rd, and commemorating a visit which he made here to Costa Rica during his papacy. Here's Gary Shogren again, and he is standing in front of a stall in the fish part of the Central Market. And here we're back outside again, and I took a shot of these metal sculptures, kind of a thick flat metal of dogs running up here the middle of this walkway. And these are sculptures of actual dogs with the names of the dogs on them that roamed around downtown San Jose when the sculptor made these sculptures. The evening gave my slide talk, Astronomía y la Biblia. Friday, May 19th, departed from San Jose 7:32 a.m., which the U.S. had shifted from standard time to daylight time. By that time, so now 2 hours difference from Eastern time, which is now 9:32 Eastern Daylight Time. Arrived in Atlanta at 12:20:55 p.m., and then departed Atlanta 3:33, arrived in Charlottesville at 4:39, and got home at 6:12 p.m. So here's some shots from that. This is a picture taken in the at the San Jose airport, looking at some of the planes out there and the cloud bank sitting on the mountains. And here's a picture of a very different terrain at the Atlanta airport. You can see a lot flatter there. And that's the end of our trip and the end of this talk. And I'm sure the believers in Costa Rica would appreciate particularly that we would pray for Costa Rica, that the Lord would guide there. It's a country that has had rather substantial stability as Central and South American countries have gone. Has got a freedom of religion and a good opportunity then for the gospel to spread under not so severe conditions. And may the Lord work in the situation that many might come to know him.